Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Chosar Shalom Zalman of Zugasam Arsiyat Vachayat Chalotzeim. They should be given with us Sachat Slachan, Siat Nishmaya, good health, Parnas of Shafa, and Cult of Sela, and Beschos, Astabas Rachel. She should be Zachar of Pandra Ziva Kagun, Bekar of Mamish. Now in this Mishnah, we're going to be describing things that have to do with weaving, specifically with the machine that's used for weaving, which is called a loom. And really, the best way to understand the beginning of this Mishnah is to actually look at a picture Mishnah so you can have a real visual of what's being spoken about. We're going to do our best even without the visual. But either which way, the Mishnah says, Ha'isa shnei batei nirin, a person who, as he's setting up his loom, he wants to weave his cloth, so he sets up two batei nirin, which means he takes two threads and he places them through the nirin, the heddles, which is like this little circle that the threads are placed through, and that's where they're held in place during the weaving process. Or banirin, he places them through the comb, and the comb is also part of the loom. Or let's say he's not using a loom, but he does two threads, bakeros, as he's weaving a wicker curtain, banafa bakvara, or as he's making a sieve or a sifter, ubasal, or he's making a wicker basket. Chayiv, he's chayiv for doing that. Now moving on to the malacha of sewing and tearing. V'hatayfer shtei tefiros, someone that sews two stitches, v'hakarei almanaz litvar shtei tefiros, or someone that tears a garment in order to be able to sew two stitches, they're chayiv for this. Now the reason why they would tear a garment is because if there's a tiny hole in a garment and they want to be able to fix it so that there's a nice smooth stitch, they first would want to tear it and overlap that tear so there could be a nice smooth stitch. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Hakarei b'chamasai. Let's say someone tears something, he tears a garment in his anger. He's upset, so he tears a garment. Or v'almesai, because of someone who died. He's in such distress, he's so distraught over a person that died, he tore his garment. M'chal m'kalklin, anyone who acts destructively, meaning they tore something or they ruined something, and it was a destructive act. He wasn't doing anything constructive, Peturin, so such a fellow as Potter. But if someone destroys something, he ruins something, but he's doing so in order so that he could fix it, for example, tearing a garment in order so that there should be a clean rip so that he can now sew it, so the sheer chiv of ruining that would be the amount that if he would like to fix it and make the repair, he'd be chayiv for doing that. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.